The opening market report's coming up momentarily here on WILO, AM 580, and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. First, let me ask you, what can your $25 do? Well, it's a good question. It can help build a member match fund for the WILO Fall Pledge Drive. Combined with contributions from your friends and neighbors and fellow listeners, your gift of $25 or $50 or $100 or more will have a real impact on the vitality of WILL as a community resource. So send your check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. And when we all do a little, it'll add up to a lot. And now here's our opening market report with our Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 92.27. It has entered negative territory. It's down 31 points. Within the last few minutes, we learned that GM is down 16% on the day to 576, a level that it has not traded since 1952. Let's go ahead and look how prices fared in the resumption of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City. The numbers look like this. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 649, up 11. March, 670, up 12.5. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 620, up 16. March, 640, up 11. May, 654, up 11. December corn opened at 436.5, up 9. March, 452, up 8. May, 465.5, up 9.75. July, 475, up 9. September, 482, up 9.5. December of 2009, 487.5, up 10.5 on the open. November beans opened at 982, up 18 on the open. January, 997, up 17.75. March, 1013, up 17.5. May, 1023, up 20. July, 1033, up 22. November of 2009, 1024, up 23.5, and January of 2010 opened at 10.22, up 13 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 270.80, up 7.10 on the open. October soybean oil opened at 40.12, up 72 on the open. Then for livestock, live cattle open at 92.60, up 15 on the open. October feeders, 99.40 there, the open, up 60. October lean hog, 67.25, down 62.5 on the open. And the February pork belly contract opened at 89.20, and it was down 205 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker with ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
When we last left you a week ago, you were talking about several bearish signs that you saw that was out there, and indeed, the market continued to decline over that week. Are we seeing any positive notes here as we begin to trend sideways to slightly higher?
Well, yesterday's reversal has at least given the market a chance at trying to carve out some kind of low here. The market kind of started divorcing itself a little bit from what was going on over in the equity markets. It's not going to totally divorce itself, but the commodity markets were basically trying to divorce themselves a little bit from that and try to get back to raw supply demand information here in the ag commodities. And you can see the weekly export sales here. This morning came out above expectations on the corn, almost sold 1 million tons. As far as soybeans go, we're at the top end of the trade estimates. So you did see some Asian demand come in here over the past week, which at least for the time being here has kind of stabilized the market. Yield reports are still kind of mixed, and of course we're going to get a little better idea of what yields are doing here on Friday morning on the October crop report.
Are we due for cycle lows, technically speaking?
We are in soybeans. Soybeans are right at their 8-week period here for an 8-week cycle low. And then if you look at any kind of average seasonal pattern, soybeans have a strong tendency to put in a low during the first 10 days of October or so. So at least from that point of view, it's got a couple things going for it. It met pretty close to an equal leg downside objective. It had the first leg down off of the July high down into this early August low was like 468 or 469. And if you subtracted 469 from the late August high of 1374, we came within a nickel or so of that of meeting an equal leg at 9.11. An equal leg would have been about 9.06. Yesterday's low here was about 9.11 before we reversed up. So beans have met a key downside price objective. We've reversed to the upside, and like I said, timing-wise, we're ripe here to try to get something going. But my guess is that any kind of rallies in here are probably going to have some overhead resistance on it. I think technically probably what traders will be looking at is on corn, for example, a retracement back to about 470, 490 on December futures. That would give $4 cash corn again back out into the country, and one would expect that we would probably see some pickup in cash sales at that level. Soybeans, short-term upside objective would be something around $10.60 to $11. That would at least give everybody some good, solid $9-type cash bids or more, maybe 9.5 type bids out of the field, and you probably see a pickup of sales at that point again.
Those are 50% retracements of the moves?
50 to 60 on the soybeans here, and 38 to 50 on the corn.
Tomorrow we have a USDA report. The trade doesn't think much of it. They're pretty flat as what their guesses are, and don't think it'll be much of a mover. How about you?
let's say of all the reports that we have during the year, October is one of those reports that can throw some surprises at you. I'd have my seatbelt on for a surprise or two. Whether it's up or down, we'll have to kind of wait and see on that. But I've seen more surprises on October reports probably than anyone that I can remember. So I think the average trade guess is probably misleading when you look at those averages. I think, you know, everybody puts an average guess out there, but I think everybody's got their seatbelt fastened for a surprise because October reports do have a tendency to do that.
Some ideas out there that by tweaking both the harvested acres and the yield, you'll probably come up pretty flat. But you know, I guess you're in the ballpark that we're going to get some surprise.
I want to surprise me. I ain't necessarily predicting one, but all I'm saying is my years of watching October crop reports, it would not surprise me to see a kink in there somewhere that kind of sends chills down one side or the other's back tomorrow morning.
All right, turn your attention to the technicals of the outside market in the U.S. dollar. We got another move this week from the Fed to lower the basis by 50 percentage points. That did indeed, on that particular day, have the market, the dollar going down some, but it's sort of moving in a sideways pattern for the last several trading days. What's it waiting on?
Well, you look at the dollar. I mean, basically what it is, you could almost be saying it's kind of a congestion area, halfway point of going higher. You could probably look at this consolidation somewhere around 81. You measure that off of the low about 76. So that would say about a 5-point move up from 81 that if we broke into new highs, you could probably start talking about 86 cents on the dollar or so.
And is crude oil finding a bottom at 88?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think there's going to be some steps to try to stabilize it. But if this dollar decides to take on off up another 5 points or so, the dollar or crude oil is going to go down, and the whole commodity complex is going to go down again.
Dan, thank you for your time.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat now at 937, down 1. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 904.5, down 3.5. December corn at 434.5, up 7. The July at 474, up 8. November beans, 972.5, up 8.5. And take it out to the March contract. It's at 1001.5, and it's up 8. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.